Welcome to this guided sitting meditation practice. As you are going to be sitting for a while, it's important to get as comfortable as possible and also to select a time in the day where you will not be interrupted. Sitting meditation starts with a sense of supporting the spine in an erect and dignified manner, and at the same time, having a sense of relaxation and settling into the body. So now coming into a seated posture that supports the ability to be awake, still, and quiet, taking time to adjust the posture to be as comfortable as is possible in this moment. So whether you're sitting on a cushion on the floor or in a chair, allow the buttocks to have a sense of contact so that you're not tilting to the left or to the right, or leaning forward or back. The spine from the buttocks to the head is upright, gently lifting, and if you're sitting in a chair, it's a good idea not to have the back of the chair supporting the spine. The legs are crossed comfortably in front of you if you are on a cushion, or if you are sitting in a chair, the knees are slightly apart and the feet are flat on the floor. The hands are relaxed and open, resting on the thighs with the palms either facing upwards or facing down. The eyes can be open or closed, whichever feels comfortable for you in this moment. And if you choose to have the eyes open, allowing the gaze to be soft and looking slightly downward, about 4 to 6 feet in front of you. And now releasing the muscles of the face, the jaw, the head, and shoulders, relaxing as best you can as you settle into this sitting position. Because we can get so easily lost in thoughts and feelings, we are going to be bringing our attention to the breath, using the breath as a way to anchor us to each unfolding moment. So now taking the next few moments to become aware of breathing just as it is. There's no hurry. Where are you most aware of breathing? You might be noticing the breath as it comes into the body and leaves the body at the nostrils. You might be sensing the movement of the ribs as you breathe in and out, becoming aware of a gentle rise and fall. Or you may have some awareness of the belly area as it rises on the in-breath and sinks softly back on the out-breath. So choosing to bring your attention to where you can best sense your breathing right now. There is no need to control the breath, as breathing happens quite naturally, but rather we are learning to rest the awareness on each unfolding breath with relaxed attention. So here we are sitting, paying attention as best we can, and breathing. And every time you find the attention has wandered away, which it will, come back to the breath. No need for judgments, just this breath in this moment. In this way, over time, we are developing a platform that we can return to, a way of coming out of the busyness of thoughts and feelings. You might notice that thoughts have arrived into the mind and into your awareness. This thinking can be around thoughts from the past, or thoughts of future plans, fantasies, stories, happy thoughts, sad thoughts. Thoughts are not the enemy. If you have become aware of thinking, then choosing to bring the attention gently back to your breathing as a way to return the awareness to the present. In this way, we can slowly learn to let go of getting caught up in the stories of the mind and any judgments we might have about the stories. So here we are, sitting, and gently paying attention in this particular way, without trying to make the breath anything more than it already is. Now widening the awareness as you sit here to embrace the body as a whole, including all sensations from the body that might be arising in this moment, and allowing them to be just as they are. Being aware of your breathing, along with the experience of the body, just as it is right now. Paying particular attention to where sensations in the body might be arising, and then allowing for all sensations, regardless of whether they are unpleasant or pleasant. Perhaps there is not much to notice in the body right now, and so bringing your attention to that. Sometimes when, working with the body and the breath, it can be helpful to reconnect to specific contact points as a way to stay present and grounded. You can notice if your spine is still being held gently erect, the contact the buttocks have with the chair or cushion, the contact of the feet with the floor, and the hands resting on the thighs. So continuing to pay attention to the body and the breath, one breath at a time, moment by moment. Sometimes sensations from the body can be strong. As the body is gently held in this still posture over time, it can reveal a variety of different sensations. Tension, stiffness, a sense of relaxation, tiredness, aches, dullness, sharp, tingling, vibration, heat, cold. Being curious about what is arising, softening and releasing as best you can, without trying to make anything happen. Turning the awareness towards the experience just as it is right now, without judging. And noticing if the experience changes, if it stays the same, intensifies, lessens, and goes away. Observing if the sensations are pleasant or unpleasant, or perhaps neutral. Opening up to this experience, if that feels okay to do, and softening as you breathe. If the sensations become difficult to stay present with, then returning to observing the breath, gently releasing into the awareness of each in-breath and each out-breath. If the intensity of the sensations continues to be difficult, you can intentionally choose to release the tension by gently moving your body. And once the pressure has been released, to return to your original sitting posture, once again returning the awareness to breathing and to the body as a whole. In this way, we are learning to be curious about the sensations arising in our bodies and, at the same time, being aware of our breathing. Working wisely and gently and allowing each in-breath to bring in vitality and life and each out-breath an opportunity to relax and let go. Now releasing the attentiveness of the body as a whole, as you expand the field of awareness to become aware of sound and hearing, allowing sounds to be in the forefront of your consciousness. Sound outside the room, inside the room, sound in front of you, behind you, to the sides, above you and below you, perhaps even sounds from the body. Noticing the volume of sound, its pitch, vibration, tone. Observing how some sounds can stay for a while, and how some arise and then leave. Being aware of space between sounds. Just bringing the attention to hearing and resting moment by moment in sound. Sometimes sounds can lead to thoughts and feelings, and if that happens, and we get caught up in the storyline, just to note that. That is where the mind has gone. And in the noting lies that moment of awareness, the moment of mindfulness, and the invitation to come back to listening and choosing to return to becoming aware of sounds once again. Noticing if your mind is drawn to particular sounds. And then again, once you've noticed that, to relax, release, and return to observing all sounds just as they are in this moment, not going anywhere, not doing anything, just being here right now. And now releasing sounds as you expand your field of mindful attention to include thoughts and feelings. We began with the breath and then moved to include sensations from the body as a whole. and then to observing sounds. And now we bring the same sense of open, gentle curiosity and awareness to thoughts and feelings. If you find yourself drawn into a stream of thoughts, a story, gently note thinking, and then return to the awareness of breathing and to the body as a whole, being fully aware of each in-breath and each out-breath. In this way, we can allow the breath to be an anchor that brings us back to this moment and helps us not to get so caught up in thinking. Then, when you feel ready to expand the awareness, once again, include thoughts and feelings in the forefront of your consciousness. Noticing perhaps how thoughts can come and go as you sit here. Thoughts can be neutral or highly charged. They can be peaceful, calm, fearful, anxious, sad, angry, happy, joyful. Thoughts can be agitated or repetitive or dull. Does the mind contract around the thoughts? Or can there be a sense of space? Is there a feeling sense connected to specific thoughts? What are you noticing? Do the thoughts change? Intensify? Weaken? Does the feeling sense move into a different emotion? If the thoughts and feelings become too charged to remain being open and attentive to what is arising, relax and return to the breath. Gently breathing and allowing the breath to be in the forefront of your awareness. Regardless of the charge that comes with the thoughts, just allowing your attention as best you can to be with all thoughts and feeling sensations. And when they no longer claim your attention, coming back to an awareness of your breath and being present for the full length of each in-breath and the full length of each out-breath. So we don't get quite so lost in what is happening in the mind, but rather we can come back to the breath and the body as a way to settle us back into each arising moment, a way of stepping out of getting caught up in thinking and the stories. sitting with the spine erect and body relaxed as best you can, bringing this awareness to thoughts and feelings as mental events passing through the spaciousness of the mind. And now for the remaining time, to let go of all objects of attention, allowing the awareness and the intention to include whatever sensations arise, whether from the body, from sounds, or from thoughts and feelings. If thoughts come, we can be present. If sounds, then hearing. If body sensations, then the experience from the body. If breathing, then breathing. Sitting in this stillness, looking for nothing, but remaining aware of all sensations in the field of experience. Not pushing anything away, nor pursuing, but being compassionately open to all experience, whatever arises from your ground of being, the ground of mindful awareness. So here you are, adopting a kind, gentle, and open curiosity to all sensations and experience, regardless of their nature, and allowing the breath to be an ally, a friend, and an anchor. That this state of non-doing develops and cultivates a moment-to-moment awareness. And now, returning to the breath as a focus of attention, allowing the awareness to rest on each in and out breath, moment by moment. And so, as we come to the end of this sitting meditation practice, congratulate yourself for taking the time and making the time to practice in this way, that you are complete as you are, and allowing for the benefits of this practice as it unfolds over time. Now, when you're ready, allowing the eyes to open if they have been closed, letting the gaze be soft and moving into this moment. becoming aware of the room that you are in, your body and breathing, and then to move the body in whatever way feels comfortable to you right now, before you return to the activities of your day.